This is PodTech News. It's Monday, July 31st. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. Are you in the market for a new desktop computer, but don't need the latest, fastest, and greatest? You may be able to find some bargains, thanks to Intel's release last Thursday of a new generation of microprocessors. Intel CEO Paul Otellini said his company plans to roll out a million of the new Core 2 Duo chips in the next 2 months. And to make room on the shelves for the new product, Intel has cut prices on some of its older Pentium desktop PC microprocessors, some by as much as 50%. It looks like a microprocessor price war is ensuing. Chipmaking rival Advanced Micro Devices had slashed its PC microprocessor prices a few days before Intel's official announcement of the Core 2 Duo line last Thursday. At the Intel Core 2 Duo press event on Thursday, I asked IDC semiconductor analyst Shane Rao what kinds of microprocessor price wars consumers should expect in the coming months.
Well, your question brings together two very important elements of what's going on here at the Intel announcement. You're seeing new products coming in at new price levels. This is a very potent combination. And if you look back in history, in the competition between Intel and AMD, when AMD has reached over 20% market share for processors, Intel has responded. In 1998, Intel responded with a new product. That's what we call the Celeron today. In 2001, they responded with a price war. Today, AMD is a more powerful company. They've reached over the 20% threshold. Intel is fighting back fiercely with product and pricing. And this is what Intel needs to do to try to retrieve its market share, but it's also what both companies need to do in order to grow their markets, to keep demand up, in order to get their products into new segments. One thing that lower prices do is enable more people to buy their products. Right now, what's driving a lot of the PC space are emerging countries like China and India that can buy PCs, but need to be concentrated on value-oriented PCs and getting the most bang they can for the buck. I think you're going to see tit for tat. I think both companies have anticipated that there's going to be strong price competition, and they're preparing to do so. I think we should watch. We've heard of price cuts are occurring already on older products and on the new products coming in. I think we should watch Intel first and see what degree the new products come in relative to the old products. And then see how AMD responds to what degree. In the past, in the long past, AMD had to participate based on price. They didn't have any other value proposition, cheap products. But with the Athlon product line, they've been able to compete with performance. Now, you'll see to what degree they respond on price this time will indicate what kind of confidence they have in the performance of their new product. And are they able to compete just on performance, or how much of a price weapon do they need to wield? It could be very dangerous for them because they're a smaller company that has been pushed in the red in the past. So that's, I think, a key thing to watch for, the long-term viability of AMD and therefore the competition between the two companies.
That was Shane Rao, a research manager in IDC's semiconductor group. I spoke with him at Intel headquarters right after the Intel Core 2 Duo press event last Thursday. Music today from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. This is PodTech News.